confusion, setting my fork down on the side of my plate of salad. About Flynn, of course, Olivia squealed, leaning in to hear better. We want to know everything. Are you guys, like, together or something? I scoffed. God, no. But you call him Noah, one of the other girls said, and I looked over to see Tamara, who dropped her voice to whisper his name, like she was scared he'd hear her. You don't call him Flynn. I shrugged. I've always done that, though. He was always there when I was growing up. He even told me I was like his little sister this morning. He's just a good guy. A good guy who always gets in fights? Georgia raised a skeptical eyebrow. Please. He's protective of you. He always has been. My eyes narrowed, and I felt my forehead crease again. What do you mean? He's always been protective of me. The girls all looked at each other. Then finally, Faith said, You mean you didn't know? Obviously not, I exclaimed, getting more and more frustrated by the second. What don't I know? Flynn's always told guys to back off of you, Olivia told me confidentially. Told them if they ever did anything to hurt you, they'd be sorry. I blinked a couple of times, staring at her, and then burst out laughing. You're joking, right? The girls looked at each other again, and I sobered up. Oh, come on. I said. Look, he's just acting like the protective big brother, all right? That's all it is. They looked at each other doubtfully again. Jamie finally said, Well, if you're totally sure. 110%. Ask Lee if you don't believe me. Speaking of, where is your other half? Tamara asked. He's in woodwork, I said. He wanted to get a head start on our banner. I, on the other hand, wanted some lunch. Fair enough, Candace said. Hey, did you get Flynn to do the booth? He won't. I tried. Believe me, I tried. They all sighed. I wish he would. I'd pay good money for that booth, Georgia said, making us all laugh. Did he say why he won't? Karen asked. I shrugged. Not really. Hey! Said Lily suddenly, a gleam in her eyes as she looked from Karen to Dana and Samantha. Maybe Flynn will come to the booth, if he's not going to be a part of it. They all immediately squealed in excitement. Not that I blamed them. Oh my God, Elle, if you can't persuade him to work the booth, at least persuade him to stop by. I wavered. I can't make any promises. But you'll try, Dana persisted. I heard my cell phone bleep and went to check my pockets before I realized that I had no pockets in this damn skirt. I sighed to myself before reaching down for my bag and rummaging for my cell phone. Come by woodwork, need some help, read the text. I put my phone back and stood up, picking up my lunch tray. I have to go help Lee. I'm guessing he needs a girl's touch. They laughed and called their goodbyes. Oh, Elle? I turned back. Yeah? Ask him, Samantha told me with a pointed look. I chuckled and nodded at her, making them all squeal, then shook my head to myself. And okay, admittedly, I wasn't an awful lot better, really. But still, I was over my crush, completely so, since he'd told me I was just a sister to him. But that didn't mean he was any less attractive. When I got to woodwork, Lee was tapping a pencil really impatiently against a big plank of wood. After just 10 seconds, it was already driving me mad. I didn't blame Mr. Preston for leaving Lee for the piece of his office in the back. Hey, I said, but Lee didn't notice me until I was right in front of him. I dropped my bag loudly, making him start. Oh, I didn't hear you come in, he said. So I see. So what did you need me for? He gestured at the board in front of him. How big should I make the letters? I sighed, then fluffed my hair out before pulling it back and twisting it into a ponytail. All right, big boy, give me the pencil. I sketched out the letters for kissing booth on the huge plank of wood. But they're not totally even. That O is way narrower than that one, and the H is half the height of that S. I know that, but you can go back over them and measure the lines properly. It doesn't matter if it's not perfect, with what I've got in mind. Pray tell. I bit my lip, trying to find the right words to describe the image I had in my mind. It wasn't easy. Well, we've got the big main board of the booth, and we'll nail on the letters at odd angles so they overlap and all point different ways, because that'll look cooler than just having flat-out kissing booth. Does that make sense? Lee nodded, looking at the plank. I could practically hear him piecing together my idea in his mind. I see what you mean. It'll look cool. I know, I told him. He started drawing the lines out thicker, measuring them all straight and perfect. I sat down on the bench facing him, swinging my legs. Hey, I said. Did you know that your brother has been warning guys to stay away from me? Lee didn't even look up and merely shrugged. Yeah, everybody knows. Except for me. How did I not know that? Why didn't you tell me, more to the point? I don't know. I figured you'd worked it out over the years. Why do you think guys have never asked you out on a date? I thought about that for a moment. To be honest, I had never really wondered. I hadn't panicked that there was something wrong with me just because I didn't have a boyfriend. I'd just kind of taken it in my stride that maybe I was more one of the guys from hanging out with Lee, so guys didn't see me as a girl they'd ask on dates. You know you're the only one for me, Lee, I teased. He looked up and winked at me, so I blew him a kiss back. We both laughed, and he went back to drawing out the letters properly. Seriously, though, you only just heard about it? Yeah, a bunch of the girls told me, since they wanted all the gossip from this morning. Not that there was any gossip. I told them Noah just thinks of me like a sister. He's just taken the overprotective brother role to the extreme, Lee agreed. Though, of course, I would have done the same, especially after the way those guys were with you this morning. The pencil snapped in his hand. Jeez, calm down, I said quietly. Lee tossed the pencil halves aside and pulled another out from behind his ear. Sorry, they just really got to me this morning. No kidding. Yeah, well, whatever. The point is, Noah's totally right to tell guys to keep away from you. You're so trusting, you'd get hurt real easy. What? I cried indignantly. How am I too trusting? Lee shrugged again. You're just too nice sometimes, Shelley. Not in a bad way. I just mean that, well, you know, you're more likely to fall for some jerk who will hurt you. Oh, I said. I see. I'm just looking out for you. So is Noah. Well, thanks, I guess. You're welcome, I guess. He mocked, laughing. I launched a rubber band at his arm from the tabletop beside me. He swatted it off and carried on working, while I watched and chatted to him. I was still wondering why Noah had gone so far as to warn guys off me, because I realized it was unbelievably unfair. I'd be 17 in just 2 months. I'd never been kissed, never had a boyfriend, never been on a date. It was just so inconsiderate of Noah. How dare he interfere in my life like that? Sure, it was nice of him to look out for me, but he didn't have to stop guys dating me altogether. When I asked Lee exactly what Noah had done to scare guys away, he said, "He told the guys that if they ever did anything to hurt you, they'd have him to deal with." I sighed to myself. It seemed clear that Noah just saw me as a vulnerable, too trusting little sister, but I couldn't help wishing he'd had different reasons for doing it. Chapter 6. Brad wasn't the most difficult 10-year-old boy to babysit. He mostly just played on video games and yelled at the TV. All I had to do was give him his dinner. Then at 9:30, I had to almost drag him up the stairs until he shouted, "Fine, I'll go to bed." I sighed, relishing the quiet once his bedroom door slammed shut. I threw myself down in front of the TV and finally settled on some gory movie with Romans or gladiators or whatever. Just as I was dropping off, my phone rang. I jumped, almost falling off the sofa. "Hello?" I mumbled into the phone without checking the caller ID. I sounded kind of mad, but I didn't really care. Whoever was on the other end just had to deal with it. Elle? Yes? I snapped irritably. It's Adam. Listen, don't hang up. I just wanted to apologize for this morning. I didn't really think it through, I guess, what I was saying. So, yeah. Sorry. I blinked a few times, trying to clear my mind. Adam? Calling to apologize? I couldn't believe it. Although maybe that was because he sounded like he was trying not to laugh. Elle? You still there? Yeah, I stammered quickly. Sorry, I'm just using the stove a sec. What the hell? Who gets distracted on a phone call because they're using the stove? At 10 p.m. You're calling pretty late, you know, I said hastily. Maybe a little too late for apologies.
I know, but I just wanted to say sorry.
Well, thanks, I said curtly. I've got to go now, Adam, so I'll...
Hold on a sec.
I don't want to hear it, whatever it is.
You don't want to have dinner with me then?
I could just imagine the smug look on his face from his cocky tone. It made me grind my teeth.
Give me a chance to really apologize?
No. Bye. I hung up and threw my phone on the couch before he could utter another syllable. What an ass. And Lee said I was too nice. Ha! I snorted quietly at that thought, feeling quite satisfied with myself for being so blunt with Adam, though that wasn't what I was thinking about when I went upstairs. There was only one thing running through my mind. Predictably enough, it was Noah. For some reason, all I could think about was Sunday morning when we'd fallen off the bed, the look in his eyes, the look I remembered perfectly but couldn't fathom, with his bright eyes shadowed and holding mine. Because you don't look like that at your substitute little sister, right? Of course I was being ridiculous. It was just my sleepy thoughts wandering into dreamland. But it made me think maybe there was a different reason he got involved in that fight that morning. I scoffed at myself, my eyes already drooping shut. You're an idiot, Elle, I muttered. A total fool. School the next day wasn't so bad. There were a couple of joking wolf whistles and teasing loud comments, but I didn't pay them any attention, and I only heard them when Noah was nowhere near. Lee was muttering about them, and I said, Well, it's kind of my fault. I mean, I did try stripping off to skinny dip. He gave me a look, making me trail off.
What did I say yesterday?
Too nice. How is that too nice? I demanded.
It's not like you go parading yourself around, do you? You have some decency. One drunken mistake, and those guys are practically undressing you with their eyes.
I sighed. Come on. I'm not that hot.
Have you looked in the mirror lately, Miss 34C?
Lee, I shouted, smacking his arm. I felt my cheeks go red. Don't say it so loud. He laughed at me, slinging an arm around my shoulder.
I can't believe this is the same girl who would have gone skinny dipping and stripped off for a load of guys.
Shut up.
Sorry.
We have a meeting for the carnival at lunch, I reminded him as the bell went. While I was a chemistry kid, Lee was biology. It was the only subject we didn't have together.
Yeah, I know. See you. Bye, Elle.
I went to take my usual seat in the chemistry lab, but then I heard,
Hey, Elle, come sit by me.
I looked over my shoulder and saw Cody pulling out the chair next to him.
He's dead.
I heard Dixon mumble behind me.
And that's not even mentioning what Noah will do,
Cam agreed, and they smiled at me before sitting down. I just shot them back a baffled look, thinking, boys.
Sure, okay, I said to Cody, and went to sit next to him. I didn't know him too well, but he seemed like a nice enough guy.
He had dyed black hair and a tongue piercing, and he was also an amazing classical pianist. I'd seen him play at a school concert once.
I heard about that fight yesterday,
he said conversationally, doodling squiggles in the corner of his textbook. I can't believe they said those things to you.
Oh, well, I laughed nervously, unsure of what to say to that. After a few moments, he said,
Is it true you and Lee are doing a kissing booth for the spring carnival?
I nodded with a grin, grateful for the change in topic.
Yep, cool, huh?
Yeah, he agreed with a smile.
Are you going to be working it then?
He raised an eyebrow. His green-brown eyes flecked with amusement and a suggestive smile on his face, though I could tell that he wasn't entirely serious from the note of laughter in his voice.
No, I laughed, I'm not.
Shame. I was hoping I wouldn't have to embarrass myself here.
Oh?
You wouldn't want to, you know, go,
he cleared his throat.
Go see a movie or something with me sometime?
I wanted to laugh, just because he was so nervous, but I managed to stop myself. Instead, I gave a wry smile and said to him,
Aren't you afraid Noah will break your arm or whatever?
He shrugged.
I think I can take a risk for a nice girl like you.
Well, when you put it that way, I said with a smile,
why not?
Really? His eyes brightened.
Really, really.
Cool. Well, I'll call you sometime.
I nodded. Then I realized, I don't have your number.
Here. He uncapped a pen with his teeth and grabbed my arm, turning it over. He was pretty skilled to write his number all the way down from my elbow upside down, I had to admit.
You could have just put it in my phone.
But there's no fun in that. I laughed. Meanwhile, the teacher had come in. All right, everybody, shut up and settle down. We've got a lot of work today. Now open the textbooks to page 137. Last lesson, we looked at the production of ethanol and its commercial uses and social implications.
Yeah,
some boy, I think it was Oliver, called out jokingly.
Making L strip.
I blushed and retorted. What would you know? You were passed out by that point, you lightweight.
Nice,
Cody laughed appreciatively. The others started jeering at him, but I gave him a smile. Lee wouldn't mind when I told him I had a date with Cody. He knew Cody a little better than I did, too. It was Noah I worried about.
Hey,
Cody said once the bell had gone and I was about to rush out for my meeting about the carnival.
Yeah?
I said.
Call me.
He winked, laughing. I smiled.
Bye, Cody. I arrived at the meeting at the same time as Lee.
Hey, you'll never guess what just happened in my chemistry class.
You got asked on a date.
My grin fell away into a pout.
How'd you know?
Dixon texted me. He said there was someone risking their neck.
Cody, right?
Yeah, I said with a big smile.
Can't you be more excited for me, Lee?
I pushed at his arm playfully.
I've got a date.
Can't you be happy for me?
Lee laughed.
I am, Shelley. He gave me a hug, but that might have been just to stop me bouncing about excitedly.
Cody's a nice guy.
I'm just wondering what my brother will say when someone tells him about it.
I laughed. Don't worry, it'll be fine.
If you say so.
So, Lee and Elle, said Tyrone, head of the school council, calling the meeting to order with a simple clap of his big hands. He sat at the head of the table with Jen next to him, pen and paper ready to take minutes. She took her role as the school's council's secretary very seriously. Everybody looked up at Tyrone, falling silent instantly.
I hear you finally got a booth.
Yep, we said unanimously.
A kissing booth.
Uh-huh,
we chorused.
He gave us a wary look.
Don't you think that's a bit risky?
What? How is it risky? So we just say you can't come to the kissing booth if you've got a head cold. No big deal.
No, I mean, well, don't you think it's a bit seedy? He said. Some people aren't too happy about it.
But we started the banner, Lee cried angrily. We have kissers to do the kissing booth. Everyone loves the idea.
Tyrone, I said calmly, elbowing Lee sharply.
Nobody's going to see it that way.
Plus, loads of carnivals have a kissing booth. We can always set up a couple of rules, kind of like height restrictions on a roller coaster. We can set an age limit, if that's what you're worried about.
It's a couple of the teachers who are not happy with it, he said. I think it's a great idea. I'm just not entirely sure about it.
It'll be fine, I promised him, flashing a big grin.
Well, if you've got it all sorted out, you really need to get working on your booth. The carnival's next Saturday. It must all be ready by next Friday.
Yeah, we know. It'll be ready, Lee said.
Awesome. Moving on. Caitlin, do you have the number for the Cotton Candy Company with you?
Remind me to ask your brother if he'll stop by the booth, I whispered to Lee. The girls haven't stopped going on and on and on at me about it.
You know he'll say no.
Yeah, but I have to ask anyway.
What did I tell you, Shelley?
Lee smiled, flicking my nose and making me scrunch up my face.
You're just too nice.
Lee had to go run to the grocery store and pick up a couple of things for his mom, so he dropped me outside his house since we were going to work on a playlist of songs for the kissing booth. I was planning to get a head start on finding some love songs, so I headed on inside. The door was already unlocked. I saw Noah's car, the one he'd fixed up himself, on the driveway.
Mom said you need to get some more milk. We're all out,
I heard him call.
He's already gone, I called back. It's me.
I walked into the kitchen just as Noah was heading out of it. Straight into me, he spilled a glass of water all down my top. It didn't help that it was ice cold, and I gasped, jumping back a mile.
Noah! I yelled, plucking at my top.
My blouse was plastered to my skin, and it probably didn't help that I'd worn a pink bra today since all my white ones were in the laundry. I sighed. Just my luck. I glared at him. A muscle jumped in his jaw, and his brow knitted together.
What? What's that look for? I asked, my temper sparking.
When he didn't say anything, I barged past and stormed into the kitchen to get myself a drink.
Hey, what's that on your arm?
I didn't answer him.
Is it true you got a date with some kid?
I set the empty glass down on the counter.
Jeez, Noah, what does it matter?
I already heard from Lee I'm too nice. You don't need to be on my case, too.
You didn't answer my question.
You didn't answer mine either.
I asked first, Rochelle.
Oh, dear, he used my full name. Uh-oh. I turned around to face him.
Yeah, I have a date, with Cody. He's a nice guy.
A nice guy? Noah scowled.
Elle, are you serious? Do you even know the guy? I mean, really know him?
Well, no, not really. But that's why I'm going on a date, to get to know him better. That's what people tend to do, you know.
Oh, wait. No, sorry, you wouldn't know, Mr. Player. You just screw girls and ditch them the next morning. So long as you know their name, it's all okay.
Yeah, he was making me angry. Usually I wouldn't have dared say those things, especially since I didn't know if they were actually true. But he was really, really making my blood boil. Plus, I was still mad at him for warning guys off me like that. I told myself it was anger making my heart race like this.
He just wants to get in your pants.
Since when? I cried, throwing out my hands. How would you know anyway? You don't even know him.
Cody Kennedy, concert pianist. Take some AP classes.
I blinked. Okay, so maybe he did know him.
Yeah, Noah said, kind of smugly. I know who I'm talking about. And you know something else? He just wants in your pants, like any other guy.
So you're telling me that there's not one respectable boy in school who doesn't just want a girl for sex? Or maybe you're trying to say that's all I'd be good for. Do I really have no personality, Noah?
I didn't say that. But they're all the same.
How would you know? You're the reason I haven't had a date in my entire life. Why would you even do that?
You trust people way too easily, he snapped, interrupting me. A guy would just have to tell you he loved you and he wouldn't be waiting on you much longer.
I glared. Do you really think I'm that easy? Noah glared right back at me before he punched the kitchen door. It slammed shut and bounced back off the doorframe.
Damn it! Can't you just listen to me for once in your life? I'm trying to look out for you here!
I don't need looking out for, I shouted back at him. Can't you just stay out of my life? I think I can handle going on one date, Noah.
How would you know? Guys are always checking you out and saying how hot you are. Have you never noticed? If one idiot thinks he can date you and then hurt you, he's got another thing coming.
I screamed in frustration. Just stay out of my life!
You'll end up getting hurt.
I won't. In case you haven't noticed, I'm a big girl now. I can take care of myself.
Which is why you were stripping off in front of everybody on Saturday?
I was drunk.
And who got stuck looking after you? He retorted.
I didn't ask you to. I didn't ask you to tell boys to stay away from me either. I went to barge past him again, intending to shut myself away in Lee's room.
Noah grabbed my arm, saying, Hey, we're not finished here, Rochelle.
I spun around and pushed at his chest as hard as I could, though it didn't budge him.
Whoa!
Yelled a new voice, Lee. We both looked and saw him standing in the doorway.
Why are you guys killing each other? What did I miss?
Neither Noah nor I responded. We were still glaring at each other. Nothing, I said eventually. I'll see you upstairs, Lee. I heard them both talking quietly in the kitchen. I sighed. Noah was just so infuriating. Sure, he was incredibly attractive. But hell, why did he have to interfere? How could he just automatically assume a boy couldn't possibly want a date with me because he genuinely liked me? I threw myself down on Lee's bed and screamed into the pillow, letting all my anger out. By the time Lee came up to work on the music for the booth, I had calmed down and was already surfing his iTunes library for music. He didn't ask me any questions except for,
Found anything yet?
That is why I loved Lee so much. He waited until we were digging into a Chinese takeaway in the lounge to ask me.
So what went down with you and Noah?
I yelled at him for being so overprotective. He yelled at me, trying to say he was only looking out for me. I yelled at him some more. You walked in.
He has good reasons, though, Lee said carefully after a moment.
I tried telling you. Yeah, I know you did, Lee, but that's different. I mean, you're my best friend. Lee smirked a little.
Yeah. But Noah has a point. Not every guy is a nice guy.
Yeah, but I'm not stupid enough to fall for that.
I'm looking out for you, Shelley.
He put his hand on my knee and I smiled back at him. See, when Lee put it like that, it was nice. When Noah had said it, I just got mad at him.
I know you are. It's just Noah I have a problem with. He's just taken it to the extreme.
I can survive a date with Cody. You know what Cody's like. He wouldn't try anything like that.
Yeah, I know. Noah obviously doesn't. You two were scary earlier, you know? I'm serious.
Yeah, I know you are. But I still had to bite back a laugh.
Just... At least be careful.
Oh, for God's sake. Hundreds of people go on dates, Lee. You go on dates. It's not like you try and molest a girl on a first date.
Lee laughed at that. Third date, maybe.
And that's why Karen wouldn't go to the movies with you. He laughed again, since we were just kidding around. But when we both sobered up, he said gravely,
Seriously, though, Elle, we don't want you getting hurt.
I know. Just be careful. I will. Chill out.
Promise?
Pinky promise, I said, wrapping my pinky finger through his and smiling. Lee's protectiveness I could handle. I quite liked it, actually. I didn't mind if Noah was going to act all big brother and be protective, too. But what I didn't like was that he seemed so against me having any dates at all. What a jerk. Chapter 7 The rest of the week passed quickly. We were busy trying to compile a playlist for the booth, painting the banner, collecting all the necessary decorations, and making signs and posters. not to mention everyday things like homework. And I did my very best to avoid Noah when I was over at Lee's house. I was still mad at him and didn't want another full-blown row. Friday rolled around, and I couldn't sit still all day. I'd be going to the movies with Cody tonight. I was supposed to be meeting him there at 7. I decided I'd aim to show up for 5 past. You were meant to try and keep a guy waiting a little, right? I got home to raid my closet. My hands trembled slightly, and my breathing was shallow. Worries and doubts rampaged through my head, but I refused to listen. I wanted something that looked good, but not desperate. It was just a movie, so I couldn't go too fancy anyway. And since Cody wasn't much taller than me, heels were out. I picked out a pair of dark gray jeans. Okay, good. Progress. But I still only had half an outfit. I hadn't asked any girls for advice. I was too embarrassed to admit I'd never been on a date before and didn't know what to wear to the movies. Sure, I went to movies with guys all the time, but always as friends. This was different. The guys didn't care what I wore, but this... Well, Cody was going to notice. I knew I was panicking over nothing, but I couldn't help it. At long last, I decided that I'd wear a pale pink sweater with sleeves to my elbows. It had darker pink lace around the neckline, so it was a little nicer than a plain sweater. I threw on a silver necklace and some bangles and decided that looked okay. But maybe I should have worn something a little more flattering. This sweater didn't really make the best of my boobs, and if you've got it, flaunt it, right? Or not. I checked the clock. Crap. It was already 5 minutes after I should have left. It'd have to be the sweater. Bye, I called as I ran down the stairs. Have fun, Dad called back. Brad carried on yelling at his video game. I slammed the door on them and saw that Lee's car was already waiting outside. Oops. I ran around and climbed in the passenger seat. Sorry, I said slightly breathless, but it can't hurt to keep him waiting a little, right? I laughed nervously, looking sideways. Then I let out a loud groan. Noah, what are you doing here?
Lee had to finish some chores, which means I have to be your chauffeur.
If you'd told me, I would have got a taxi or asked my dad to give me a ride. Why didn't Lee text me and let me know?
I assumed he did.
No.
Well then, I don't know.
Noah twisted round to eye me critically. I plucked my sweater nervously. Does it look okay? I don't know if it's too casual or what. Thanks to a certain someone, I've never done this before. He smiled dryly.
It's fine.
How's my hair?
Okay,
he answered, unsure. He put the car in gear and shrugged at me.
At least you dressed like normal.
What do you mean, like normal?
Normal for you, I mean. You're not showing too much skin or anything.
Wow, I think that was almost a compliment.
Not quite. But Elle, if this guy tries anything, and I mean anything...
Noah, he is a guy. I am a girl. Lots of people kiss on the first date, you know. It's not like he's going to try and get me to sleep with him halfway through the movie. This isn't you we're talking about. Noah shrugged, scowling a little.
I'm just saying.
We sat in silence a while. I think I've spoken to you more in the past week than in the whole of this last year, I commented casually.
Yeah, weird.
I rolled my eyes at him. Yep, there was definitely nothing between us, even if I had still had that crush on him. He was totally indifferent to me, apart from being all over protective. All the time I'd wasted crushing on him. Though he was really good-looking, especially with his hair falling into his eyes and the dashboard glow shadowing his face like that. You're going on a date with another guy. Hello, Earth to L. I shook myself mentally. Thanks for the ride. You can just stop here.
Fine. Are you going to need a ride home?
Cody said he'll take me home. If not, I'll call my dad or Lee.
Okay.
I rolled my eyes and got out of the car, walking up to the doors of the cinema. I looked around. No Cody. Had he stood me up? I checked inside, but he wasn't there either. Where was he? My palms started to sweat a little. My stomach was made of butterflies. After a couple of minutes, I texted him to say, I'm here. Are you inside? There. Perfect. It didn't sound too clingy or anything. I sent it and waited for the reply. I waited a full 3.5 minutes for one. Almost there. Oh, great. Now I was the one waiting around. I leaned against a lamppost, looking at my phone like I was actually doing something. Really, I was clicking on random apps and then going off them again. I hoped I didn't look as worried and nervous as I felt.
Stood up?
I jumped out of my skin and smacked Noah across his incredibly rock-hard chest. Don't scare me like that! And no, actually, he's on his way. He smirked.
I thought you said you wanted to keep him waiting.
Yeah, well?
Told you so.
Noah, go home. What are you, stalking me?
Just enjoying the show, he smirked. You look like you've been stood up, you know.
Well, not so much now you're here, really, I retorted. Ha! Don't look so stupid now, do I? Besides, Cody's probably just caught in traffic or something. It's no big deal. He nodded dubiously. We stood in silence another endless minute. I kept wondering if I should start conversation, but then I'd remind myself I was mad at him and close my mouth. I must have looked like a fish, opening and closing my mouth like that. It didn't help that Noah was incredibly distracting. He leaned on the post opposite me, watching me wring my hands nervously.
Hey!
I turned and smiled, seeing Cody walk up to me. Hi! His eyes flitted past me to Noah, who was giving him the coldest look I'd ever seen. Scary. Threatening. I tried not to grind my teeth. Isn't it time you left, Noah? He glared a second longer at Cody before shrugging and getting back into his car, leaving without another word. A sigh of relief escaped my lips and I relaxed. Sorry, I had to stop for gas. Lines were unbelievable. Sorry. Let's go on in, Cody said, jerking his head at the doors. I smiled and followed him. Do you want to grab some snacks? I'll get the tickets. Sure. Salted popcorn okay? Yeah, that's great. He shot me a smile, but as I turned away, I wondered if it had been a little strained. Huh. Probably just me imagining things. As I ordered the popcorn, I wondered if I should have gone for something less, well, something that didn't get stuck in your teeth. If we did end up kissing at all, then I sighed. I was just way too inexperienced when it came to date etiquette. I thanked the vendor and made my way back to where Cody was waiting, a scowl on his face.
What was Flynn doing out there?
He asked me. Oh, so that's what the frown was for. Just being Flynn, I muttered, shaking my head. Forget about it.
I didn't know you guys were close.
We're not. Lee couldn't give me a ride, so Flynn did.
Oh, right.
We walked into the screen, the ads already playing. I let Cody lead and pick the seats. He went for some more toward the middle, not at the back where the couples would all be making out. I didn't know whether or not that was a good thing. Do you want to get something to eat after? I whispered, plucking up the courage. I ate earlier, sorry. I didn't know, but I mean if you're... Oh no, that's fine, I said quickly. Shh, somebody hissed behind us. I rolled my eyes and ducked back down in my seat. The movie came on, and I didn't know what to do. I wondered if Cody would be cheesy and do the yawn and put his arm around me, or if he'd claim the armrest and I'd hold his hand, or if he'd try and kiss me. So far, I didn't know whether or not this date had been successful. He'd been late, though he'd been polite enough. He hadn't tried to make a move, but maybe I was blowing things out of proportion. Maybe it was just in books and movies that guys made a move or kissed you on the first date. Maybe he was just as nervous as I was. Probably. He had every right to be nervous about Flynn's threats to any boy who looked at me, let alone dated me. It was just ridiculous. I hated Noah sometimes. The movie ended and we walked out. Cody started conversation, first about that movie, then about what kind of movies I liked. He liked sci-fi films and thrillers. I was more of an action or romance person myself. We didn't like many of the same movies. We didn't have similar tastes in music either, really. But he was nice and easy enough to talk to. We just didn't really seem to have much in common. We talked the whole ride home, and he stopped outside my house. I unbuckled my seatbelt but didn't move. I tried to play it cool and do it like the movies did. I always found them to be an excellent source of education. I was so lucky I'd watched John Tucker Must Die on the weekend. Well, thanks, Cody, I said, smiling. I had a nice time.
Yeah, we should do this again sometime. You still got my number?
Well, I haven't lost it since this evening, I laughed nervously, and he smiled back. I saw him look at my lips and my pulse picked up. Oh, gosh. Oh, God. He was going to kiss me now, wasn't he? Oh, gosh. He leaned in. Yep, definitely going to kiss me. My first kiss. I'd have my first kiss with Cody Kennedy. He was nice, kind of cute and easy to get along with. But honestly, I didn't feel anything for him. But what if I ended up getting stuck on his tongue piercing or something, if he gave me a French kiss? I was so not ready for this. Totally unprepared. But it was happening. He was leaning ever closer. My first kiss. I chickened out. I turned my head and kissed his cheek instead. And then I got out of the car before I could feel too embarrassed by what I'd done. I smiled and waved, then headed to my front door as fast as I could while trying to look casual. I got inside, shut the door, and leaned against it. I let out a gigantic breath and sank to the floor, putting my head in my hands. I'm such an idiot. Cody probably wouldn't want a second date. Not that I was totally sure I wanted one, but I wouldn't have been able to say no, really, if he'd have asked. After all, one date wasn't really enough to get to know him properly, especially given how nervous I'd been. Eventually, I dragged myself up to bed, ignoring Lee's phone calls for once. I didn't want to deal with that right now. I just wanted to beat myself up about my failure of a first date for a while. Just as well I'm not working the kissing booth, I thought to myself with a wry smile. Chapter 8. I gave Lee a rundown of the date, and in return he gave me a sympathetic smile.
Would you even want another date, though? It doesn't sound like you had such a great time.
Well, not really, I mumbled, picking at some non-existent fluff on my jeans. But I don't know, I probably would have said yes if he asked.
Ouch! What was that for?
I exclaimed when Lee smacked my thigh sharply.
Too nice, he scolded me.
You didn't like the guys more than a friend, obviously, but you would have let him on just trying to be nice.
I wouldn't have let him on, just given him a second chance. It's not like people find their soulmate on the first date or anything.
He raised an eyebrow.
I wouldn't have let him on.
Yes, you would.
Not intentionally, but because you were being polite. I sighed and flopped back so I was lying flat on my back on the grass.
Am I really that bad?
You're not nice to Noah.
Yes, but that's Noah. Thanks, by the way, I added sarcastically, for telling me he was giving me a ride.
Oh yeah, my bad. But hey, you didn't kill each other.
I was ready to, believe me, and the look he gave Cody when he showed up?
I swear to God, your brother is the most infuriating jackass on the whole planet.
Lee just laughed at me. I scowled up at the clouds rolling by over my head, cotton wool against the bright blue. I felt my breaths grow more and more even. There was something calming about watching clouds.
I'm sorry, Lee said eventually. You're funny when you're mad.
Whatever.
Anyway, has Cody spoken to you since?
It was 3 on a Saturday afternoon, and no, Cody hadn't texted me or called me, and something told me he hadn't had a great time on the date either.
No, I answered him. He hasn't.
Lee shrugged.
He's not interested.
What? How would you know? Maybe he's busy, or maybe he's playing hard to get or something.
Lee's smile twisted up to one side in sympathy.
Sorry, Elle, but he's just not interested. Trust me, I'm a guy. I know how the male populace operates when it comes to girls.
Fine, I muttered. Maybe he isn't interested anymore. Maybe I should have just sucked it up and kissed him.
See, there you go again, Lee grumbled. It's not like you were under any obligation to kiss him. So you guys didn't hit it off. Big deal. Move on.
I can't quite decide if your advice is helpful or not.
I'm not a chick. I'm not going to sit here and dissect your night.
You just listened to me dissect it, I muttered.
Exactly.
I sighed. Fine, I guess you're right. It's going to be awkward in school, though, don't you think?
Only if you make things awkward.
Yeah, I suppose.
I suddenly sat bolt upright, giving myself a head rush. Don't tell your brother how badly my date with Cody went, okay?
Why would I do that?
Just if he asks, say it went fine. If you have to say anything, tell him that Cody and I just didn't click. But don't tell him it was as bad as I told you.
Okay, he said warily, not questioning me.
I didn't want to even imagine the smug look on Noah's face if he found out how my date with Cody had really gone. Whatever reasons he had for not wanting me to have a boyfriend, Noah was doing a pretty good job of keeping me single. I sighed to myself quietly and closed my eyes, the sun warming my cheeks. I felt Lee lie down beside me, and we just stayed like that, basking in the sunshine, too content and relaxed to say anything much. The whole weekend passed in a lazy way. We couldn't be bothered to do much of anything. We watched some movies and lay around in the sun, dive-bombed in Lee's pool, and tried to get some homework done. We didn't get very far with that one. So Monday rolled around a whole lot faster than I would have liked. I had chemistry first lesson with Cody, who hadn't called or texted me all weekend. I didn't know whether it was just as well he didn't want a second date, or whether I should be worried that he didn't like me. A few people had already texted or spoken to me asking how the date had gone. I always said, okay. When they asked if I was going to see him again, I said, I don't know. When they asked if we kissed, I had to say, no. But now I'd have to face him, and I didn't know how to act. Yeah, Cody was nice and easy to talk to, but I didn't like him in that way. He obviously felt the same about me since he hadn't called me. I should have been relieved about that if the feeling was mutual. It couldn't be too awkward between us, right?
Ah, no!
I looked up from my locker to see Dixon walking toward me.
You're wearing pants again! I missed the skirt! You looked hot.
Very funny.
I wasn't being funny, he said with a laugh.
I rolled my eyes and carried on trying to find my homework for math.
Anyway, everybody's talking about your big date with Cody.
Why? It wasn't that interesting, really.
Yeah, I know that. But he's the first guy to risk asking you out.
I shrugged, trying not to grind my teeth when I remembered how angry Noah had made me with the whole trying to stop me getting hurt thing.
Cody told everyone you didn't want to kiss him.
It's not that. Wait, he told everyone? He actually said that?
Well, I say that. It was a couple of guys who pestered him about it, and it got out pretty quick. Just because, you know, your date was such big news. So, everyone now thinks you didn't want to kiss him.
It's just, I don't know.
Hey, you don't have to justify yourself, Dixon told me with another big smile. It's just that some people are going to talk and ask questions, so be ready for that.
Thanks for the warning, I muttered.
You're welcome.
And he was right. People kept coming up to me saying, is it true you wouldn't kiss Cody? Why didn't you kiss him? The first time, I panicked. I didn't want to tell them the real reason, so I blabbed something along the lines of, I didn't feel too great. I didn't know if it was contagious.
What a lie. I was sure they all knew it, but if they did, not one of them showed it.
I walked into chemistry, and Cody was there already. I dithered a second, wondering if I should sit with him or not. He shot me a smile, though, so I went to join him.
Hey, I said casually. You know, if you were ill on Friday, you should have said, he commented.
I know, but I felt okay, and I didn't want to cancel.
I tried not to mumble too much. Sorry about that. It's not a problem. So, yeah. I cleared my throat and Cody laughed nervously. I don't want to sound too much of a jerk or anything, but I was thinking about it and, we're better off as friends, I filled in, then regretted it when I realized he might not have been saying that. Oh man, what if I just dug myself into a grave? Yeah, he said, giving me a nervous smile. No offense, we just didn't seem to click. None taken, I said, smiling. I thought exactly the same. I hoped my relief wasn't too evident. So did you do the homework? I didn't get question 8. And just like that, my life had snapped back to its sadly romance-free ways. We were working on the banner for the kissing booth. The letters were cut out, and Lee had smoothed the edges. We just needed to paint them and then nail them onto the booth itself. We had some decorations back at my house, and the posters were ready, too. We also had a couple of boards with the price on. Everybody's been asking me all week what happened with you and Cody, Lee said to me. It was after school on Wednesday afternoon. We needed to hurry our asses up to get everything ready to set the booth up on Friday night. You haven't said anything too incriminating. I haven't told them the truth, no, he laughed, dunking his brush into the pink paint again. I don't know why you said you were sick, though. It was believable, I defended myself. First thing I thought of. Yeah, I guess. But loads of the guys reckon it's Noah scaring him off. He did look pretty threatening when I was waiting for Cody, I admitted, printing with my lipstick sponge onto one of the already dry letters. Lee shrugged. It was a little while before he broke the silence again. Shelley? Yeah? Does he ever scare you? I mean, I know he's not quite the Incredible Hulk or anything, but he can lose his temper kind of quickly. That's just the way he is. I grew up with him around. He couldn't scare me. I know that he's intimidating. I guess, Lee said, nodding. Suddenly he dropped his paintbrush into the pot, splattering me with pastel pink paint. My face, my blouse, my tie, my hair. Lee! I screamed. Sorry! I grabbed a brush and dunked it into the pot of black, totally prepared to flick it over Lee. But something cold and wet landed on my face and neck as he flicked me again, making me jump so much that I dropped my paintbrush, leaving a trail down my front. Lee spluttered before collapsing into laughter. I scowled at him, waiting for him to stop. It's not funny, Lee. Yes, it is. You should have seen your face. He was holding his side now. I glared and grabbed my bag. Where are you going? The locker rooms to wash this crap off my face, I snapped. And stop laughing. I can't help it. He gasped, bent double. Your face! I stormed out, slamming the door behind me. I thought I had a spare blouse in my locker. We'd be going for a burger later, and I did not want to go out looking like a Picasso. I always thought the locker rooms at school were really weird. A big communal corridor, with notices and stuff pinned up, which led to the fitness suite, with its treadmills and weights, and the fields outside. The girls were on the far left, the boys on the right. Just as I came into the corridor, the whole football team poured through the door. I'd already yanked off my tie and undone another button. I hadn't stopped to think I might not be alone. The boys all slowed down seeing me, and I stopped in my tracks. And then the laughter broke out, all of them finding me hilarious, apparently. What happened? Jason asked, biting his lip hard to try and keep from laughing. We were painting the banner for our booth, I said. Lee had a bucket of paint. Do I need to say anything more? He shook his head. Most of the boys started trailing into the locker rooms, still laughing and looking at me. I caught a couple of them shamelessly checking out my semi-unbuttoned shirt and put an arm across my chest. Aw, come on, I said, doing a twirl and giving them a big grin. I'd rather make a joke out of it than be embarrassed. Do I look that bad?
Well, I'd pay to see you in the art gallery, said one of the boys, laughing.
I rolled my eyes at him and drifted down the corridor toward the girls' changing rooms, calling a goodbye over my shoulder. A hand caught my arm, making me stumble backward, and then steadied me before I fell. I turned to see who it was, then the smile on my face dropped. Oh.
What are you doing? Hissed Noah. You don't walk around half-dressed, Elle.
I'll walk around however the hell I want, thanks. I snapped back, jerking my arm away. It's no big deal. It's not like I'm prancing around in my underwear, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, but still.
His eyes trailed down me, then he gave me a stern look.
Leave me alone already, I exclaimed, glaring at him. Honestly, it's bad enough you're being so overprotective, but you don't have to be so extreme.
So what happened with you and Cody? I know for a fact the whole being sick thing was a lie.
I gaped. Was he blackmailing me? You didn't tell anybody, did you?
He smirked, giving me a patronizing look.
I don't gossip. And no, I didn't tell them, because I figured you had a good reason. So what went down?
I shrugged. Nothing.
Something clearly happened. I know you well enough to spot when you're lying. So what's the truth?
I bit the inside of my cheek, debating whether to tell Noah or just ask him to keep his nose out of it. But I thought maybe if I didn't tell him, he'd jump to the stupid conclusion that Cody had overstepped the line. While I was debating this, I couldn't help but notice just how hot Noah looked in his football gear, with the shoulder pads and his helmet tucked under his arm. His hair was a little damp with sweat, and he just looked... wow. Before he noticed I was checking him out, I finally answered him. He was going to kiss me at the end of the night, but I kissed him on the cheek instead. He didn't try to do anything. It was a totally normal situation, and I made a fool of myself by turning my head. It's not a big deal. It got blown out of proportion. It's just embarrassing. He studied my face for a moment before saying,
That's it? You're sure?
I got the feeling he was trying not to laugh. I huffed, just about ready to stamp my foot. Yeah, completely sure. Why are you always so dramatic? It's not like any guy in the school is going to make me do anything I don't want to do anyway. He raised an eyebrow as if to say I was way too naive. I just shrugged it off. Now, can I go wash this freaking paint off? Or does the Spanish Inquisition have more pointless questions? He smirked a little.
Someone's moody.
I'm covered in paint and you're giving me the third degree for nothing. Of course I'm not in a good mood. I stormed away to the changing rooms. But when I saw myself in the mirror, even I had to laugh. I was such a mess. Paint flecked all through my hair, streaked over my face and dripping down my neck, patterning my blouse. It wasn't so funny when it wouldn't come off, though. Or when I found no spare clothes in my gym locker. After about 10 minutes of tireless scrubbing, I got some of the paint out of my hair and most of it off my face. It had dripped down under my blouse, so I was standing there in my pants and bra when the door opened. Thinking it was Lee, I didn't turn around.
Hey, Elle. Lee said he's going for some food with the guys, but if you want to ride home...
Noah trailed off when he saw me standing there. I froze, blinking at my reflection in the mirror. I felt my cheeks warm up and twisted my head around, hoping I wasn't blushing as hard as my reflection was. What? I snapped.
Nothing.
No, what were you saying?
Lee's leaving to grab some food with the guys, but he said if you wanted to go straight home, then I have to give you a ride, and considering you still look like some kind of Picasso...
I looked at the flecks of pink paint splattered over my collarbone and laughed, trying to cover my awkwardness at him seeing me in my bra. He'd seen me in a bikini before, but that seemed different somehow. Yeah, tell Lee to go ahead.
Sure. How long are you going to be?
I shrugged. I don't know. Since you're going to take me straight home, I can shower there, so I pulled on my damp blouse and did the buttons up hastily, then slung my bag onto my shoulder. Let's go. I wasn't really looking forward to being in the car with Noah. I was half expecting a lecture or something.
How's the booth coming along?
He asked conversationally as we walked across to the parking lot. I looked at him warily, and he caught my eye, shrugging a little.
What? He said. I can't talk to you?
My only reply was to raise my eyebrows skeptically at him. He shrugged again.
Whatever. So are you going to answer me or not?
I sighed, squeezing my eyes shut for a second. I felt like I should be mad at him, but I couldn't seem to find a legitimate reason to be mad at him. I guess Noah just had a strange effect on me.
Although, whether that effect was good or bad, I hadn't figured out yet.
It's going okay. We still have stuff to do before Friday, but we'll manage, as long as Lee doesn't start painting me instead of the letters again.
Well, you made a good piece of impressionism, I'll give you that.
I halted in my tracks, making Noah stop a few paces ahead when he realized I wasn't with him. I raised my eyebrows at him.
What?
I think that was a compliment. Noah Flynn just gave someone a compliment. Contact the newspaper, somebody. He gave a sarcastic laugh, but I saw the twinkle in his eyes. I smirked back and carried on walking with him. Are you going to come to the carnival? I asked him.
Yeah, I kind of have to. It's one of those things all of the teachers encourage to show school spirit and shit.
Thinking of stopping by the kissing booth?
He cocked an eyebrow at me with an obnoxious look on his face. Why are you asking, Shelley?
All the girls, especially the ones working the booth, are asking me to persuade you to stop by. The chance to kiss Noah Flynn is just too exciting a prospect for some.
He smirked wider. Ah, you're not asking for yourself then.
In my dreams. No, definitely not.
Well, I'm not making any promises. You can tell them I might stop by, though, when they ask again. And knowing me, they will ask again.
You're so full of yourself, I muttered, shaking my head. I paused, looking around for his car. He'd gotten out a set of keys, but I didn't see it here. Where's your car? I asked, following him.
I didn't bring it today.
So, how'd you get here?
I took my bike.
I groaned, lagging behind, then stopped entirely, noticing the sleek red and black motorbike he'd created from the piece of junk he'd had sitting in his shed. It looked awesome, don't get me wrong, but I've never been on a motorbike in my life. It scared the hell out of me just to think about it. And here I was with no option but to get on a two-wheeled death trap, with Noah, no less. If I die, it's all your fault.
You're not gonna die, Elle. Here, you can even have the helmet.
You only have one helmet? But then, what if...
I'll be fine, he interrupted me. I haven't crashed this thing yet.
He patted the handlebars firmly, as if to show how sturdy the thing was. But what if you fall off? What if you crash? You're supposed to wear the helmet for a reason. Do you have some kind of death wish? My voice got more and more hysterical with every syllable. I had my eyes on the bike the whole time. It seemed more monstrous and intimidating by the second.
Worried about me, Shelley? Noah teased.
My eyes narrowed. He was smirking, his eyes sparkling at me, tossing the helmet gently from hand to hand. I snatched it off him.